The most important event at Waterraig was the explosion in 1933, in which there was fatalities. My uncle Joseph Haddold, the oldest son of my grandfather, was on the face at that time, but he survived, albeit very burnt, and he was one of the lucky ones. He survived it.
And what were you told, either by your father or by directly by Joseph, about what had happened? Were you told any of the details by them?
Not about the explosion. There are certain things in the PIP community that you don't dwell on, you know. I did speak to my uncle Joseph Harold later about things. He, after that explosion, was given a job in the pit top, in the ambulance room. And lo and behold, this is now from my uncle Joseph Harold speaking, had at one day to take an injured man to Leeds General Infirmary who had got a very bad injury. It was in the middle of the night. He was on the night shift. He took the man and escorted him into the hospital. And when he left, they were doing extension and there was a big hole and it wasn't covered up. And my Uncle Joe fell down this hole and did another injury. And as a result of that, my Uncle Joe couldn't do any jobs after that. But what he did do, he studied for chiropody. And he bought a house in Church Lane and became the local chiropodist. So there's the story about my Uncle Joe.
But he was badly burnt in the 1933 explosion.
Yes.
And was it the case that he physically couldn't go back down the pit after he recovered from that? Or was his burns such that he couldn't have done a job underground? Is that how it...
I'm not quite sure whether it was his choice to come on the pit or whether it was the management... That it had enough. My Uncle Joe, I could never get him to speak in depth about that. And as a pit man myself, you don't dwell on things.
Yeah, if he didn't want to talk, you wouldn't force him to talk.
Correct.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah. You just left alone.
Yeah.
There were things that people like to keep bringing things up doesn't help them. In later life, once he retired, he became very heavily involved in the church in Castleford, the one next to Barclays Bank, the Methodist Church. He was very, very active and high up in the Methodist Church. My uncle Joseph Harold was a very reserved man. I always got the impression that he was. A lot more to him, how can I say? I wouldn't like to say he were better than my dad, but education-wise, he was. He used to say to me lots of times, God, when I was younger, my dad used to say, go find our Lawrence. And your father used to give me such a bad time. He used to speak like that. And I would go looking round the village and I'd find your father up a gas lamppost with his legs across the crossbar and I would say, Lawrence, my dad sent me for you. And he said, I'm not coming down. He said, and then I'd go back and my father would give me a roasting because I couldn't...
Yes, I can see. I've got a picture. Your dad was the younger one. He was the cheekier one.
Yes.
Yes, I can see that. Your dad must have been working at the pit when the explosion happened.
Yes.
But he wasn't.
No.
Was he? Wasn't he? Wasn't on that shift?
No, he wasn't there. My dear grandma was a backhouse, and I used to spend a lot of time with my grandmother. In those days, when I was growing up, she had cataracts on both eyes. I had to lead her about all over the place, take her to Castleford shopping and things. But she told me about that accident, and she said it was horrendous. They said not only the families, but the whole community, the whole mining community felt it. it was quite a big deal, you know. Whether it's 1 or 200, it's there's still grief, isn't there? And I think it was in the family because they'd got so much time invested in Waterhaig. One of the local boys finished up as the electrical engineer of Waterhaig Colliery.
What was his name?
Ball. Oh. Stan Ball. But he came out of Gingonic. He was born in the Denison Square.
Was, do you know why it was called? What? Where does this word Jingo? Why was it Gingonic?
Well, it's reputed that the people who came back from the war and said, "Oh, it served in India," said it looked like a prison in India. Gingonic, the prison in India. And I think it got that name. It was actually called Denison Square. The Denison family built it.
I haven't mentioned much about the other two brothers. Is there anything else you know about their jobs at Waterhaig that you can tell
no,
me?
No, I know that Jack was the bachelor. He never got married. He was a gambler. He'd gamble on anything. Horses. In particular, my granddad and my uncle Jack had greyhounds. They were big greyhound racers. In fact, I have a scar somewhere on my face that one of the dogs had a go at me when I was. My mother never forgave them. And he used to spend all his time gambling. When I mean gambling, working and then going to the races, and he never got married. Bernard was a very reserved man. He lost his wife with breast cancer very early. And he never got married. He just used to go to Spain for 6 months every year during the winter.
What did your father have to tell you about the other men who worked at Waterhaig? Because men working there from... not just from Woodlesford and Metley, but from quite a wide area. What did your father have to say about that?
Oh, my father was absolutely full of praise for some of his friends. Some of them were Polish, and they lived in Leeds, and we would often take me with him when he visited them, and they would go and have tea with them or whatever. He had a great bond with some of the men. And he used to say, "Bob, them Poles are bloody good miners and they're bloody good friends." And he... actually, that's the only time I've ever heard my father swear. Now, you know that Pip people have got... and those two bloodies were the only time I ever heard my father swear.
For a lot of the time that both your granddad and your father and his brothers worked at Waterhaig, it was... the Williams family were either the under-manager or the manager. What did your dad tell you about the relationship between him and his brothers and his father and the Williams family?
Oh, yes. There wasn't many days passed without Billy Williams' name was mentioned in our house, that is for sure.
And what was the reason for that?
Well... my father said that somewhere along Billy Williams' training and in becoming a manager, which he had worked his way up, by the way, like all managers ought to do in those days, they didn't come straight from university. They started at the bottom, got their hands dirty, made mistakes. Really, you could say they were as only as good as what the people who taught them. So my father, quite honestly, believed that Billy had been through my grandfather's hands a lot of the time, and they took great pride that Billy was had reached the heights of manager. By the way, I worked, my last bit was Welldale, and his son was one of the managers that worked at Welldale.
Tell me a little bit about your grandma, the one who married Joseph Beards.
Yeah, my grandmother was like lovely, lovely, lovely lady. Still love her to bits. I spent a lot of time. She was a backhouse. The backhouse family originated from Castleford. Maybe just in over the water bridge, I think. She raised all those kids. She finished up in later life with cataracts on her eyes and could hardly see. And I used to have to take her shopping to Castleford. And because obviously, Jack, who never got married, was the one that stayed at home. And he was the one that would put his money on the table every day. So my grandmother had to go down Castleford to doing all the shopping for him, his clothes, and while he was out gambling and working.
And did she come from a mining family as well?
Yes, there was miners in that family too. Her brother only lived around the corner in Jingonic.